Okay, boys, so today's daf is daf Tzadik Beis. We're holding the top Mishnah, or the Mishnah at the top of the Yomid, three, four lines from the top. Look at the Mishnah. Kol karbonis ha-tzibur ein bohen smicha. Chutz min ha-par ha-bol kol mitzvus v'sor ha-mishtalech. Typically, most karbonis yachid require smicha. If you bring your own carbon, only your own carbon shlomim, you do a smicha. We're not talking about a private carbon. Now we're talking carbonus tzibur. What's a carbon tzibur? Every day you had a carbon tzibur. The oilas tomachol shachar, the oilas tomachol ben arboyim. No smicha on those carbonos. Where do we find a carbon tzibur that there is a smicha? Chutz min hapar habo al kol hamitzvos. A very rare occasion where the Sanhedrin has erred and has issued a faulty psak. L'moshel that a particular type of fats in a behemah, they go and say that it's kosher shuman. Roiv of Klal Yisrael followed that psak and ate the shuman. And then 2 weeks later, a month later, the Beis Din HaGadol, the Sanhedrin says, we erred. And unfortunately, this was not shuman, this was chaylev. Instead of every yid in Klal Yisrael having to bring their own carbon, then the Sanhedrin brings a carbon on behalf of Gan's Klal Yisrael. So that's what the Mishnah means. The par habo akol mitzvahs. It's always also called par helim davishal tzibur. These two are synonymous. And the Sor HaMishtalech, of course, was a korban that was brought every single year on Yom Kippur. It wasn't really a korban, but as you'll recall, in the beginning of Parshas Achrimois, it says that they took two seirim, which were almost identical, and then they went and did a goyrol, and one of them is going to be a Sor LaShem, and the other is going to be the Sor LaAzazel. So, but the Sor LaAzazel, it says over there in the Pasuk that you have to go and do smicha. Those two require smicha. Now, there is no dispute vis-a-vis these two that they require smicha. And in fact, if we want to just look up quickly the psukim, we'll see clearly in the Pasuk that these two require smicha. Where is, of course, the parasha of the Parahom of Tzibur? That's in Parashas Vayikra. Vayikra, where it has all the different people that have to bring different types of chatois. We start on, in this Gemara, it's page 292. Everybody has a chumash. You also had a chumash. Somebody replaced it or misplaced it or displaced it, displaced it. You don't have to look into it if you don't want to. It's okay, no problem. We love you just the same. It's, then we had a chumash for you. You got to look backwards. Okay, anyway, it's on page 292. I made sure to give everybody the same edition so they say, well, if I can find mine, you're very welcome. Page 292, we start in Pasuk Yud Gimel towards the bottom. The Yom Adim Kol Adas Yisrael Yishgu. Unfortunately, the Gans Klal Yisrael, Roiv of Klal Yisrael, has done a shogeg based on a helim dover me'eni hakol. They have to go and bring next pasuk v'kriv hakol par din bakar. In case you had any doubts about smicha, pasuk tezvav v'samchu ziknei ho'edus yadeim al roisha par lefnei hashem. Oh, it says very, very clearly par helim dover shel tzibur, there's a din of smicha. Nothing to discuss. Who's the one that does the smicha? The ziknei ho'edah. Fine. That's the first case of our Mishnah. And then we talk about the Sor HaMishtalech. That's in the beginning of Parshas Achrimois. Where would we find that? That's on page 334, where we talk about the Kabbanis which are brought by Aharon HaKohen on Yom Kippur. And now skip ahead, please, to Pasuk Chof Aleph on page 335. 335, Chof Aleph, middle of the page. V'samach aharoi neshtei yodam aroi shasoy rachai v'smad olav. Is there any doubts that you have to do smicha? Absolutely clear in the Pasuk. You're talking about the Sor La'azazel, the Sor HaMishtalech, holds with the din of smicha. So far in our Mishnah, there are no chidushim. All the Tanakhama repeats is what it says. Don't close yet. The two which say very clearly in the Pasuk, the Paran Akol Mitzvahs, Paran Shotziba, Vesor Mishtalech. Reb Shimon Oimer Av Soir Avoidus Chechavim also requires Micha. Where is the Soir Avoidus Chechavim? That's in Parashas Shlach, where we have the Soir Avoidus Chechavim is talking about, again, like a Par Helim Dovah Shotziba, that Roiv of Klai Yisrael erred they did an Aveira based on a faulty psak of the Bezin HaGadol. Where does that Zerat appear? On page 424. 424. Says the Pasuk. Very top of the Amud. Chisishkuv loisasu, eis kalamitzoy sa'ela, oyoyoy, there was a shoygig on behalf of Klal Yisrael. They didn't do eis kalam, what means eis kalamitzoy sa'ela? They didn't do anything. So if you look at the Rashi, Chavbeis, v'chisishkuv loisasu, avoyde zora hoise b'chlal kol ha-mitzvahs, shahatzim ha-mavin alea par. In other words, without this parsha here, in parsha Shalach, I would have said, okay, if this is like a par, helm devashul tiba, par abokalamitzis. Varikosam waitziakan, miklal, lidan, bapadli, oila vasara lechatas. The Torah tells us, no. When it comes to avodah zarah, we don't have the par, helm devashul tiba of parishes vayikra, we have the sar la avodah zarah. And here too, in pasuk chav dalet, vahoya im me'ene ho eida nesilish gaga, vahosukolo eida, par li oila, soir lechatas. We don't focus on the par li oila, we focus on the soir lechatas, because there in parshas vayikra, by the par helam devashul tzibar, which comes for the chatas, that's a par, here it's only a soir. Now notice there's no mention here at all about smicha. Chav dalet, everybody has to bring, osa kola eida, the par li oila, soir lechatas, v'chipara koyin, v'nislach lahem, kishkogehi, v'nislach. Beautiful parasha doesn't say a word about smicha. Okay, so just bear that in mind. Now getting back to our Mishnah, we start off the Mishnah again. The Tanakhama says, "Ul kabanas tzibur, there's no smicha, except for the par habor kol mitzvah, par levushul tzibur, as well as the sora hamishtaleach on Yom Kippur." The Pshimon Oimer, "Af sora avodas koychovim, there too, you have the din of smicha." Sounds like, according to Reb Shimon, that you have three. But we'll see in the Gemara that that's not so simple. We'll see that momentarily. Now, we get off from the Sur Hatz, Kabbanis Tzibor. We go now to Kabbanis Yochid. Kol Kabbanis Yochid unet smicha. All carbon yochid require smicha. Chukts, mena b'chor b'masur ha-pesach. So if you bring your own private carbon, oila, or carbon shlomim, your own carbon chatas, your own carbon Osham, yeah, then you do need smicha. But Mechor Mas and Pesach do not require smicha, and the reason for that we'll see in the Gemara in Yet Hashem on the Amid Beis towards the end of the Daf. And finally, the Mishnah says, V'hayorish soimich. Hayorish means what happens if someone was going to go and bring a carbon oila l'moshel, and he already went and he chose a carbon oila, and there's a big sign on it, this is a future oila to be brought in the Beis Hamikdash, and unfortunately, Le'elenu, the owner of that oila passed away, and now he has a son. The son is duty-bound to go and bring that carbon oila that his father went and set aside. So then when the son brings it in the Beis Hamikdash, he does the smicha. And umeybi nesachim, he brings the nesachim attached to that carbon. Umeymar, and if chas v'sholem, if he goes and he's over the iser of temura, as we all know it says in the Torah, lo yachlifan, v'lo yomir oisai. But what happens if he did it? Umeymar, it is effective. Just like if the father did it, it would be effective. He'd be over an iser, but it would be effective. The son does it, he's over an iser, and it is effective. Okay, so we're now, 90% of today's daf is going to focus on the machloikis, Tanakhama and Reb Shimon. We'll find momentarily the Tanakhama is Reb Yehuda. The Tanakhama Reb Yehuda says that there are only two smichas altogether. Reb Shimon says that there is the third smicha of the Sur Avodas Kechav. Zok the Brice, the Tana Rabban, Kol Kabbanas HaTzibra, Engman Smicha. Chutz mipar haba kol ha-mitzvois, that's a parm shul tzibur, like we started off. U'se'ir ha-boyles kechavim, divir Reb Shimon. And also the sur, what happened, we left out the sur ha-mishtaleach. Nobody can deny that the sur ha-mishtaleach also requires smicha. We looked up the pasuk together, says sur ha-mishtaleach, you have to go and do smicha. We'll talk about that momentarily. This is divir Reb Shimon. So Reb Shimon is consistent mostly with our Mishnah, that Reb Shimon said, af sur avodas kechavim. In other words, yeah, not only the par habor kol mitzvahs, but also seir avodas kechavim, and he's left out the sur hamishtalech. We'll see why momentarily. Reb Yehuda Omer, seir avodas kechavim, ein ben smicha, sin ishdoka smicha, forget about it. We looked up the parsha in Shlach, nobody found smicha, doesn't say a word. So, oy bazoy, which one will I slot in instead? Sorry, Mishtaleach. That will be number two. Frey Timura, why does Rabbi Yehuda have to go and say, I'm slotting in another one? I'm missing one, and therefore I have to go and fill it up with a second one.
Make it three.
Rabbi Yehuda, wouldn't it have been enough to go and say that there's only one? In other words, why do you feel compelled to say, since which one am I going to use to fill up the space now which has been left open and vacant because I've taken out the Seirah Vodiz Chacham? I'm going to replace it with a Seirah Mishtalech. Why does he have to use that expression? Esmi avi tachteim. If Seirah Mishtalech requires smicha, then it requires smicha. If it doesn't require smicha, it doesn't require smicha. But I'm using this to fill the vacant spot. Omravina, I'll tell you why. Because gemiri shtei smichos betzibur, we have a Kabbalah. The Gemara says in the Amud Beis Halacha L'Moshe MiSinai that the two smichos betzibur, and so therefore says Rabbi Yehuda, if we're going to take out the soil avodas chechavim, then we got to go and fill it up with something. We all agreed to the par helam davar shel tzibur, and therefore, since I'm taking out the avodas zara, I'm going to go and put in instead the soil mishtalech. Now, before we continue on, what is this discussion? This ashtikel chosim min hasefer. So, as we'll see in the Gemara momentarily, nobody denies that it says befedersh in the pasuk that the par helam shel tzibur requires smicha. We looked it up. Nobody denies that the soil mishtalech required smicha by a haran akoyin. So they required smicha. The discussion of our Gemara is going to be who gets the kapora of the soil hamishtalech. What does that mean? So remember, on Yom Kippur we have two major korbanos that give kapora besides the soir hamishtalech. What are those two major korbanos? The par, which is brought by a harna koyin, and the soir, which is brought the soir hapnimi, the soir lashem, which is brought on behalf of Klal Yisrael. What do those two offer kapora for? As we'll see in the Gemara shortly, and as we learned it previously in Masechta Shavuos for the first 15 and 16 blot, that it comes to be mechaper al tumas mikdash v'kadoshev. What means tumas mikdash v'kadoshev? That if a person unfortunately was tamei and he went into the Beis Hamikdash b'shogeg, or he ate kodshim b'shogeg, then he needs a kapara. But as we learned in Masechta Shavuos, it all depends on the nature of the yediyah, meaning, if he had a yediyah b'tchila that he was tamei, and he had a yediyah b'soif that he was tamei, and he entered into the Beis Hamikdash, or he ate kodshim b'tumah, but unfortunately when he erred, meaning when he went to the Beis Hamikdash, and or when he ate the kodshim, he forgot that he was tamei, or he didn't realize that a tamei is not allowed to go into the Beis Hamikdash or eat kodshim, there was some shogeg in the middle, but there was a yediyah b'tchila. And a yediyah b'sof, this person has to bring a korban chatos. Does he bring a regular, normal korban chatos? He brings a korban chatos.
Olevi yored
means that it depends on his income, or at least his assets. If he happens to be a wealthy individual, brings a kizbo seira. If he happens to be less wealthy, he brings two oifis. And if he's a poor guy, then he has to go and bring a korban minchas chote. Good, so that's all crystal clear. Now, what is therefore the soir that you bring on Yom Kippur? What does that affect? The soir hapnimi. That affects that if there was a yediyah b'tchila, but there was no yediyah b'sof, oyoyoy. So then that soir is going to come to not to give a full-fledged kapara, but it's toilin min ha-yisurin, meaning that if eventually the person realizes, oy vavoy, last week, 3 weeks ago, 6 months ago, I was tamei and I ate kodshim, I went into Beis Hamikdash, I never realized it, what did I do? Then of course he's going to have to go and bring his korban chatos oy leviyot. But what happens if he never realizes, he knew initially that he was tamei and that he went to the Beis Hamikdash, but then when he went to the Beis Hamikdash, he forgot, and he forgot for the rest of his life. Nobody ever told him. So that's what the Sor Lashem helps to go and take care of. Aha. What do we do vis-a-vis the Kehanim? The Kehanim have the exact same kapara, but not based on the Soir Lashem, but based on the par which they are bringing, which the Aaron HaKohen brings, not only v'chiper badoy uviyad beisoy, but all of the kohanim, the shevet HaKohuna, so to speak. Aha. That's legabe the din of tumas mikvash kadoshev. What about shar kolu aveiroi, shar kolu mitzvahs? Anything else other than tumas mikvash kadoshev?
So,
I'm sorry, once again?
Sar hazazel.
Oh, exactly. So as Brother Shai told us, that's a sur ha-mishtaleach, otherwise known as a sur la-azazel, that takes care of all other aveiroi and mitzvahs that people did throughout the year. Ooh. Does that also include the kohanim? Are they also niskaper with the sor hamishtalech al shar kol hamitzvois? Ooh, that's already a big machloikis. Who's the machloikis? Between Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon holds that just like the sor hamishtalech is machaper for klal Yisrael, to the exception of the kohanim al kol hamitzvois, the par that is brought by the Kohen Gadol, and specifically not the hakrovis par, in other words, not the bringing it as a sacrifice, but the vidui on the head of that par, that's what affects the kapora for the kehanim by shar kol hamitzvahs. So you're going to tell me, okay, this is all fascinating. What does it have to do with our discussion? It has to do with our discussion because when we talk about smicha, smicha by definition is smicha bebalim. Smicha means that the balim, the owners of this carbon, go and effect that smicha. They're the ones that perform the smicha. Okay, so now let's think about this. The par habo al kol mitzvahs, the par on double shaltzibah. Who's the one that does the smicha? The zikni o'eda. The zikni o'eda, this is their carbon. They're the ones that erred. They need the kapara for their terrible error, as well as for the error of Klal Yisrael. So that's clearly smicha b'bal. What about the sor hamishtaleach? Ooh, so according to the Tanakhama, which is Rabbi Yehuda, the sor hamishtaleach is also smicha b'bal. Why? Because a haran who does the smicha, he gets kapara together with the rank and file of Klal Yisrael. So it's not only mechaper on me and on you, but also on Haran HaKohen. See, he's also a balim. He's also a balim. That's number two, smicha balim, sir mishtalech. Says Reb Shimon, I agree. I can't deny it says in the pasuk that Haran HaKohen put his hands and did a smicha. But he didn't do it b'toiras balim, he did it b'toiras Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol does so many other things on Yom Kippur, as we know, he's a very busy person, Yom Kippur. So one of the things he does is kapara. But that doesn't give kapara to him, because if he needs kapara for himself, or for the shar, shevet HaKohuna, he gets that as a result of the vidui on the par, not from the Sar HaMishtaleach. Oh, I'm sorry? Because he's not a balim. Exactly right. So now we understand what's going on in the Mishnah and what's going on in the Braisa, and what I've just told you is going to be now explained in the Gemara. So, going back to the original Mishnah, since Rabbi Yehuda holds that he needs smicha b'balim by the Karban Tzibur, I have that. I have that by the Par Helm Dovshul Tzibur through the Tzkenim, and I have that through the Sor Mishtaleach through the Kohen Gadol, who also is a balim together with everybody else in the Sor Mishtalech. Says Reb Shimon, no. I agree with you, the Baram Shal Tzibur, Avada the Smicha, Bebalim. I agree with you, Sor Mishtalech, that there's Smicha. But it's not Smicha Bebalim. I'm talking about Smicha Bebalim. Smicha Bebalim, that's the Sor Avodis Kechavim, where, just like by the Par Helem Dover Shal Tzibur, the Zikni or Eder would go and do the Smicha, by the Sir Avodis Zor, even though it doesn't mention it. We looked at Parsha Shalach, not a word about it. How does Reb Shimon know the Sar Avodis Chacham? We're going to have a Pasuk in Yet Hashem on the Amud Beis shortly. But in the meantime, says Reb Shimon, Av Sar Avodis Chachavim, the same halacha applies, that this is Smicha Bebalim, the Zikni or Eder, they're going to go and do it. So I have two Bebalim, Zayigit. So now back to the Gemara. So the first Mandiyama, that's Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon conveniently leaves out the Sar Mishtaleach, because he says that's not Smicha Bebalim. I'm talking about the two Karbonis Smicha Bebalim by Tzibur. One is a Parabol Kolomitzis, Palim Shot Tzibur. And number two, the Seir Avoid Chachot. The Behuda said, nah. Seir Avoid Zorah, there's no Smicha whatsoever. There's not a word about it in the Pasik. Forget about it. Reb Shimon's drasha that we can have on the Amud Beis, Reb Yehuda disagrees with. So there's no smicha at all, period. So which one is there? Smicha bibalim bitzibur? Oh, I got two. Number one, the par helim davar shel tzibur, and number two, the sara mishtaleach. So the Gemara said, why did he use the expression v'yes mi avi tachteim? I mean, sara mishtaleach, according to Rebbe Yehuda, is a bona fide case of a carbon tzibur sheyesh ben smicha. So why is the es mi avi tachteim? Because of the expression of Ravina, the Ravina said, halacha l'moish mi sinai, the shtei smicha is bit tzibur. And if I'm going to leave out the sara mishtaleach, I'm only going to have one. So therefore, I filled it in with two.
In the Mishnah, it doesn't say smicha baham, it says ein baham smicha.
Oh, so let's continue on. Amalei Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, Reb Yehuda, how can you even fathom to go and say that sara mishtaleach is a bona fide smicha? V'aloi ein smicha ella. Oh, what does Reb Shimon do with our Mishnah? Reb Shimon is in the Mishnah, right? So Reb Shimon says, when we learned in the Mishnah, the word smicha, put in a parenthesis, smicha b'balim. That's what we're talking about, smicha b'balim. So look to Reb Shimon, v'alei ein smicha b'balim. V'zeh ar nevonav soyim chen boy. And here, in the case of the Sor HaMishtalech, it's not the balim, it's ar nevonav. Amaloi, no, avzeh ar nevonav miskapim boy. Says Rabbi Yehuda, Lishitasi, it's perfect, because Arna Bonav, just like the rank and file of Klal Yisrael, all have a kapara, al shar kol ha-mitzvahs, from the Sara Mishtaleach. So Gemara, Rabbi Yirmi, Tamai, they go Lishitasam, which we've already spoken through. Now from here till Kamat, the bottom of the Omid, the Gemara is fairly repetitive. The Ikka that the Gemara is going to go and say is, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is smicha b'balim by Sara Mishtaleach, because Klal Yisrael, including the Kehanim, get a kapara with the Sar Mishtaleach, so Ar Nevonav, they are Baalim, and therefore the Smicha is Smicha Baalim. And Reb Shimon says, no, they don't go and get Smicha, they don't get kapara from this. They get kapara from the extra vidui which we have by the par, which is brought by Har HaKoyin. So they have nothing to do with the Sar HaMishtaleach, except for putting their hands on. But they're not Baalim, they're just doing part of the Tafkid of the Kehanim, and specifically the Kohen Gadol. As we see in the Brayta, the Sinai says in the pasuk "V'chipra es mikdash hakodesh." Now this pasuk is kind of a summary after all of the avodas that have been done on Yom Kippur. If you see number one or aleph, "V'chipra es mikdash hakodesh," we've taken care of the kapara for the kodesh, meaning the kodesh kadoshim, and we've taken care of the kapara vis oil moyed, that means for the heichal, vias hamizbeach, or any kapara that we need for the mizbeach. Now, why does the Kodesh Kedoshim, why does the Heichel, why does the Mizbeach need a kapara? They don't need a kapara, they're inanimate and they're not Jewish. They're just areas in the Beis HaMikdash. But we're talking, no, the Kodesh Kedoshim is not Jewish. Because he didn't have a bris, and it's all the rest. Anyway, the point is, we're talking about the Klal Yisrael needed a kapara for Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav, which they got through the Soir, and the Kohen got it through the Par. So the Pasuk says, now that we've done all of the Avodos, V'Chipres Mikdash HaKodesh, we've taken care of the Avera of Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav, for anyone that Chas V'Shalom went into the Kodesh Kedoshim B'Tumah, V'Yes Oil Moir, anybody that went into the Oil Moir, the Heichel B'Tumah, V'Yes HaMizbeach, any Kohen that went to the Mizbeach to go the Shoreis, and unfortunately, he was Tomei. And all of these Yechaper, the Al-Kehanim, the Al-Kamakol Yechaper. The Gemara is going to tell us the Al-Kehanim, the Al-Kamakol Yechaper is no longer referring back to the So'ir LaHashem or the Par that is brought by the Kehanim, but this is already referring to the Par, not the Par. This is referring to the Shar Kol HaMitzus, Shar Kol HaVeirois, where it depends. If you hold like us, meaning like Rabbi Yehuda, the Kohanim and Amakol, and Yechapa is referring to Leviim, all three of them get their kapara through the Sar HaMishtaleach, and according to the Reb Shimon, the Kohanim are going to get their kapara for the Shar Kol HaMitzvos from the Par, from that extra vidui by the Par. Now, Kol Amakol, Yechaper, the Yisraelim and the Leviim, they're going to go and get it from the Sar HaMishtaleach. So that's what the Gemara is going to explain to Simon. This is talking about someone who went into the Kodesh Kadosh in Bituma, again Bishogig. V'yes oil moyer, a person went to the Heichal Bishogig Bituma. Say Heichal Mizbeach Kimashmoy. He went towards the Mizbeach to do Avoida, and he unfortunately was Tame. Yechaper Elu Azoris. This is now including the Ezra's Yisrael and the Ezra's Noshim, Ezra's Kihanim. You go in all of these spaces near Tame, you need a Kapara. So far, this is all tumas mikdash v'kadosha. Now, the second half of the pasuk, koyhanim kimashmoin, really leaves out one word, ala koyhanim kimashmoin, that they need a kapara. The al kol amakol el yisrael, yisrael need a kapara. Yechaper elu halavim, the levim need a kapara. Hushvu kulan the kapara achas. This second half of the pasuk, the koyhanim mit the yisrael mit the levim, they all have one kapara. What is that? Shemiskaper misar hamishtalech divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Like we explained before. And since the Kahanim also need the Kapara and earn the Kapara of the Sar Mishtalech, when Haran puts his hands on top of the Sar Mishtalech, Erez Dech the Baalim. Baalim in the sense that he is part of Klal Yisrael that's getting the Kapara as a result of this card. However, Reb Shimon disagrees. Reb Shimon Oimer, Kishem Shedam Soir Hanas Bifnim Mechaper Al Yisrael Al Tumas Mitzvah Kedoshim. Everybody agrees that the Dam Soir, that's the Soir LaHashem, that is Mechaper on Tumas Mitzvah Kedoshim. All of those that we mention in the Pasuk, the Mikdash HaKodesh, and then the Oil Moyed, and the Mizbeach, etc., that's all Mechaper Al Kal Yisrael Tumas Mitzvah Kedoshim. Kach Dam HaPar Mechaper Al Kehanim Al Tumas Mitzvah Kedoshim. The Kehanim don't have anything to say, and they're not busy with the Sor Lashem. That's not theirs. That Sor Lashem, that's the Klal Yisrael. It's the par that's brought by Haran HaKohen, private carbon, that is Mechaper on the Kehanim, Tumas Kedoshim. So this is a direct parallel. Oh, so now, Kishem Shevidui Shosor Mishtalech Mechaper Al Yisrael Bishara Veirois, just like the Vidui, we keep on focusing on the Smicha, but the Pasuk said that he Somach Yodov, and then he makes the Vidui, and that's Mechaper Al Yisrael Bishara Veirois. In other words, not related to Tumas Mikish Rashab, Kach Vidui Shopar Mechaper Al Kehanim Bishara Veirois. Oh, it's the Vidui of the Par that takes care of it. So therefore, according to Reb Shimon, Aharon HaKohen has nothing to say vis-a-vis the Sor Mishtalech. I mean, he's the one that does the actual avoiding. He does the smicha. But he doesn't do the smicha betoiris balim. He does it betoiris koyen gudol. Oh, see, he's not the balim. And since, according to Reb Shimon, the definition of smicha is smicha bebalim, so the only two that we have is the par helim davishal tibar, where the ziknei eda put their hands on, so they're the balim, as well as the sir avoida zora, even though it doesn't say befeirish in the pasuk, but we'll see the mitzvah a limud on the amud beis that there too it's a smicha bebalim, and that fulfills what Ravina said gemiri that we have two smichos betibar, meaning smicha bebalim.
Hey, you're knocking off something from that is written in the Torah with something that is.
We're not Chas V'Shalom blocking it out or knocking it off. All we're saying is that although it says in the Torah that there's smicha on the Sar HaMishtaleach, the question is, who is performing that smicha? Kuli Alma Moide, it's a Haran HaKohen that's doing the smicha, like it says in the Pasuk. Question is he doing it betoras balim because he's a partial owner, one out of 5 million, 6 million, 10 million Yidin that has a portion of this garment, or is he doing it because the Kohen, in this case, the Kohen Gadol, but in the case of a regular Kohen, what happens every day of the week when people bring their private Kabbalahs? Yankel brings his Chatos, and Beryl brings his Oiler, and Shmerel brings his Oshem. They all bring Kabbalahs, they are the Balim, but they don't perform the Avoider. Who performs the Avoider? That's the Kohen that does the Avoider. Except for the Shoichet, Yavazar, Maskim. But all the others are done by Kehanim. So the Gemara has them now Machloikis, the Gabi, the Smicha. And vidui on the Sor HaMishtaleach, is that performed by the Baalim? Aharon HaKohen is also a Baal. Or do we say, no, he's doing it betoiras Kohen, just like every day that Kohen is Mishores, he does the work in the Beis HaMikdash. Good. But everybody agrees, of course, it says in the Pasuk that there is a vidui with a smicha on the Par Mishtaleach. No question. Just the question is, which cap is he wearing? Is he wearing a Baalim cap, or is he wearing a Kohen Gadol cap? Zokti Morav Reb Shimon Havadei Hushvu. Didn't we say that the Pasuk ends off Al Kohanim the Al Kol Amakol Yechaper, and therefore how did the Brice end off Hushvu Kul on the Kapara Achas? They're all together, they're all one Kapara. Doesn't Reb Shimon also agree they all have one Kapara? So Reb Shimon, of course I agree. Havadei Hushvu. What? Gemara is asking with a lashon bitmiya. Reb Shimon Avadei Hushvu. Doesn't he also agree to Reb Yehuda that Klal Yisrael is all in this together? They're a Hushvu. Says, well, you're in Hushvu. The Bnei Kapara Nino Avada. That like the Pasuk says that Vachiper Hakodesh, that there's Kapara, the Chibras Mikdash HaKodesh, and then the Pasuk ends off that there's a Kapara Al Kehanim, Al Kaham Kahol, Yechaper, on the Levim. Navada, everybody on Yom Kippur yearns for and wants that, and that's why everybody does tshuva for purposes of deserving that Kapara. Sure, everybody in Christ. Only question is, each one of them has it on his own. Meaning, the Klal Yisrael has the benefit of the Sarah Mishtalech, together with the Levim, and Yisrael, and the Kehanim have the benefit of that extra vidui that we do on the par, that's Mechapral Kehanim B'Sharavish. Now from here you see that there's a Dalit, and this Dalit goes down for a while, that according to many, this was not real part of the Gemara. In fact, the Dalit of Shunis Choyis brings from the Shudim Mekubetzes that this was added by Rabbanan Savi Roy. It's not really from the original Misadri Hashas. But as you'll see, it's just repeating what we've said until now. That's why some take out the next few lines. What are we repeating? That's what Reb Shimon says, that Klal Yisrael and, when I say Klal Yisrael means Yisraelim, and Leviim have the Sar Mishtaleach, and the Kehanim have, according to Reb Shimon, the special vidoy by the Pak. Talk to you about it. Let Behuda Thomas Mikishadov Shav Yisrael Mechapri Bidam Soiranas Bifnim. Yep, we're just repeating what we said before. Mikishri Kadoshim, everybody agrees. Yisrael, Yisraelim, they get their kapara from Soiranas Bifnim, that's Sor Lashem. Where the Kehanim get their kapara? The Parshal Aharon. Now, Bashar Aveirois, Vozok to Chabuda, Eilu Veilu Mechapri Bavidri Sor Mishtalech. They both get that kapara with the Sor Mishtalech, and therefore, Aharon HaKoyen is a Baalim, and therefore that's a smich of a Baalim, and that's number two of Ravina's Kabbalah, that we have two smichas with Tzibar. Ul Reb Shimon, Bishar Avedis Nami, Koyhanim, Levidri Depar Miskapri. Reb Shimon also agrees that the Kahanim have a Kapara, Bishar Avedis, but instead of being for Zor Mishtalech, he holds that it's Bevidri Depar, that's what gives him the Kapara. Kiritoni, like we learned, Echad Yisrael, V'yachad Kahanim, V'yachad Koy Mashiach, all of them have the benefit of kapora on Yom Kippur. Ma ben Yisrael kehanim koy Mashiach al shadam hapar mechaper al kehanim al tumas mikshudoshim. The dam hapar is mechaper on the kehanim mikshudoshim. Zu divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Reb Shimon oimer kishem shadam hasoy hanas b'fnim mechaper al Yisrael. Kach dam hapar mechaper al kehanim. Everybody agrees with that. That there's no discussion about that. Now. Says Reb Shimon, "Kishem shevidui shesar mishalei mechaper al Yisrael." Kach, this is where I, Reb Shimon, differ from Reb Yehuda. According to Reb Yehuda, the vidui sar mishalech takes care of not only Yisrael but also the Levim and also the Kahanim. I, Reb Shimon, hold no. Kach vidui, the vidui over here means that smicha and the vidui shopar mechaper al Kahanim. Oh, that being the case, so Aharon HaKohen is not a balim when it comes to the Soir Hamishtaleach, and therefore he only does it b'toiras kahuna, but not b'toiras baalim. Sure, it's just a repeat what we just said. Turn about, and now you'll see the following brayis is again going to be largely repetitive of what we've just said. Turn about, the samchu ziknu edus yedeim al roish hapar. This roish hapar is talking about the par helam dover shel tzibur. Par ton smicha ve'ein tzir avodis l'cham tzun smicha diber Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says there's no even clue, no even remez in the Torah that the Sorah Avodis Chacham requires smicha. It doesn't. The Par requires it. What's the drosha of some Chazikne Yasidim Arosh Par? Because since we were talking of Par until now, it could have simply said the Zok Chazikne Yasidim Al Roshai. Why do you have to say Rosh Par? To go and tell you only the Par requires smicha. Sorah Avodis Zorah do not require smicha. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So he's very emphatic. Nishdu. Reb Shimon Oyman, no, par toin smicha biskeinim, vein tzeire avoid zechom toin smicha biskeinim, ele biaharen. Let's think about this for a moment. Reb Shimon says, the par toin smicha biskeinim, yo, that's par in Yom Shetzibur, vein tzeire avoid zechom toin smicha biskeinim, you don't have the skeinim doing the smicha besor avoid zora, ele biaharen. The Gemara is going to ask in a moment a stira, but besides that stira, the Gemara is going to say in the Amud Beis, I don't understand what you're talking about. The whole mission of Rabbi Shimon in today's daf is to add Sir Avodis Chechovim, that is also a smicha bebalim. only have one smicha b'ham that says beferish in the Torah. That's the power of holding the Shal Tzibur. Because I, Reb Shimon, hold by the Sir Mishtalech, it's not smicha b'ham. It's smicha by a haran, but not b'ham. So I'm adding number two, Sira Boidus Kechav. And here he's saying, it's not toin smicha b'zken. Who, after all, are the Baalim of the Siri Avodah Zarah? Just like the Baalim of the Par Helim Dovishal Tzibar are the Skenim, the Baalim of the Siri Avodah Zarah are also the Skenim. It's the same Zakenim that erred in both cases. It's just that the Torah makes a special parish in Parsha Shlach, that you don't just have your Par Helim Dovishal Tzibar, you have a Parli Oila, and a Soir of Avodah Zarah. You mask him, but it's the same people that have erred. Why does Reb Shimon say the Ein Sira Avodah Zarah to Smicha B'Zkenim Ela B'Haroi? That doesn't make sense. If that's the case, it's no better, no worse than the Sira Mishtaleach.
Because it's not a Baal.
Exactly, he's not a
Haroi. Unless the Kohen Gadol would committed the Avodah Zarah crime as well.
I know that he committed. He would probably have to be among
the deciders.
Exactly. Okay.
Saying, unless he's party to the crime, he's not a participant in the Baal.
Exactly. So the Gemara is going to ask that kasha on the Amud Beis. I'm just throwing it out now so you see clearly what's going to bother the Gemara. Frank Timura Mini, let me ask before clarifying that last tickle. I have a stira. What's a stira? Hachai is referring to the Sar Mishtalech, that's the Sar which is Chai, and then it goes Lazar. So Hachai, Tom Tzmicha, Vein Tzira, Boi Yisrichovim, Tun Tzmicha, Div Reb Yehuda. So Reb Yehuda is Lishitosai. It's the same as he said in the previous price. The previous price he talked about the par and not the avodah zarah, and here he talks about the sir mishtalech and not the avodah zarah. But in both cases he says sir avodah zarah nishdog kasmicha. Reb Shimon Oimer chai toin smicha baharayin. Chai requires smicha baharayin. That's the sir hamishtalech. Vein sir avodah zarah chavim tun smicha baharayin. Ele biskeinim. The sir avodah zarah does not require smicha baharayin, but by this keinim. Now, this is legitimate, and this makes a lot of sense, because this is Reb Shimon speaking, and he's saying, you know why I am including Seiri Avodah Zarah? Because it's Smicha, is not Biaharoin, it's Biskeinim. Those are the Baalim. Oh, so that's why I'm adding that. So now I have a Stira Minei Uvei. What's a Stira? The first Brice said that when it comes to Seiri Avodah Zarah, what did Reb Shimon say? Ein Seiri Avodah Zarah Chomton Smicha Biskeinim Ela Baharoin. And in this price, he's saying, "Ain't your voice come to the smicha beharoin ele biskeinim." It's been a hapacho, exactly the opposite. So, Amr of Sheshes, you're asking a stira, the tizbra dehach kamais mitaratzdehi. Putting aside the stira, the first price it doesn't make sense on its face, because the first price is said that the seiri avodah zarah are not toin smicha biskeinim ele beharoin. According to Reb Shimon, smicha b'balam b'in. The reason why he took out that Sarah Mishtaleach, because he said that Aharon HaKohen, who's the greatest person in Klal Yisrael, second only to Moshe Rabbeinu, is really great, but he's not b'alam. And I'm looking for smicha b'balam. And that's why I add the Sarah Avodah Zarah. If you're going to tell me the Sarah Avodah Zarah, the smicha is not by this Kenan, but b'Aharon, I haven't accomplished anything. It's no different, no better, no worse than the Sar Mishtaleach. So therefore the price, it doesn't make sense on its face. But rather we have to explain the first price and make, what is the heart scroll? So we make an emendation. We have to make a modification. So the ratio of Yehuda always remains the same. Par toin smicha, vein tzira avodah zarah chomton smicha, to Reb Shimon, there's no such thing, tzira avodah zarah toin smicha. Reb Shimon Oimer, now we're making the emendation. Hachai, that's the Sura Mishtalech. Chai toin smicha b'aharon. The Torah of Shalech requires smicha b'aharon, but that is not a smicha b'balim, because he had nothing to do with the Sura Mishtalech. Vein tzir avoy zuchom tunin smicha b'aharon, to dos nation. Ah, Sura avoy zuchom, that's not a har. El b'skeinim, because I want to add that as number two to the list of the smicha b'balim. And therefore, v'hochi k'omo le Reb Shimon Rabbi Yehuda. Reb Shimon is now voicing his opinion to Rabbi Yehuda, saying, Sira avoy zuchom bo smicha. They do require smicha. Rabbi Yehuda, you keep on saying no, no, no. And I'm telling you, yes, yes, yes. The Sira avoy zuchom requires smicha. And if you heard somewhere in your yeshiva years or whatever, you heard in back of the bus, in back of the besmedish, that when it comes to Sira Bayit Zohar, it doesn't require smicha. What you heard is the Zakenim did it, but not now, because Aharon, he has nothing to do with this Zohar Avodah Zorah, and we have Zakenim, and the Zakenim are going to go and do the Avodah, they're going to do the smicha. And that's the drasha that we have. Miachai, the besor mishtolech, Aharon does officiate in doing the smicha, but not by the seir by the zara. There, the one that does the smicha are the zakenim. So therefore, we have now the two brises now reflect the very same opinion according to Reb Shimon. Good. Frank D. Mariette, Reb Yehuda, lama li lamatinu mikra. Why do I have to say that I have a miut from the pasuk? What would the miutim from the psukim? We have these two brises. The first brise is said par to in smicha, then tzir avodis to in smicha, and the second one is achai. That's a ser mishtalech to in smicha, the ain tzir avodis to come in smicha. So in other words, we have exclusions based on the psukim. Frankly, well, what do I have to have drushes for? Well, Ravina has a lochel which we see now. Kimiri shtei smicha is betzibur. Since I have this shtei smicha is betzibur, it's halachal mishasinai. That's it, boys. So I don't need to go and say and not sar avoydazar, because sar avoydazar would make it three, and there are only two. So I don't need to go and find miutim. And for the more girsa ba'alma, the one means girsa ba'alma. So now it's in fact there's a machloikis here in the there are two different shatim. But they both come, both pshatim hold the same thing. And that is, that really, I don't need both. And one is being used as an asmachta. Which means, according to the first pshat, the bona fide is what Ravina said, that's it. Only two. And by definition, the only two that I can think of, which are documented in the Torah, that's the parham dov shel tzibur, and the surah mishtaleach. You wanted to exclude the Sarah Avoyda Zora based on these psukim, that was no girsa ba'alma, that's like the Ravcha de Milza, a better way of remembering it. Rashi says an asmachta, that if somebody says, how do you know Lecha Mishina? Well, I got psukim, I have a chai and I have par, that both exclude Sarah Avoyda Zora. But really, that's unnecessary, because what I'm really digging in my heels on, and what the real makoyer is based on the Lecha Mishinai, not on the psukim. But Rashi Ksav Yah down below brings a inyan acher, a second pshat, that it's the other way around. That in fact I learned it from the psukim, and that Ravina says kemirish tei smichas etzibur, not that it's a real halacha and why should we see it, but this is a way for the oilim to remember how many smichas. Herzura by side, don't keep on going back and forth in the psukim and looking up page 494 and 292. Thus is it, there are two smichas v'tzibur, but not that this is based on halacha l'maaseh v'sina. Really, it's based on the psukim, and the girsa ba'alma is like a mnemonic, a simon of remembering that there are two smichas v'tzibur, and that's it. Okay, so bottom line, it comes out the same thing. The question is, which is the ikar limud, and which is the secondary, more the simon and mnemonic to remember?
The sayer of Avodah Zarah is an echo of the Parham Dover Shel Tzibur.
Sure.
Both are. So why are we saying that, I mean, one basically is a derivative, is a Vlad, as it were, of the Av. Why are we saying it's...
They're parallel.
They're parallel, and that's just, but it's derivative. If you have a communal crime, mm-hmm. you have to have Smicha V'Balim, the Zakenim. Mm-hmm. Why are we saying it's a separate thing? It's the
thing up Yisvara, it would make sense with Reb Shimon saying the Sira Avodah Zorah should also have smicha.
Right, because it's a communal crime and you have smicha b'balim by Parham Dov Shel Tzibur. This is the Avodah Zorah equivalent. In the Avodah Zorah world, we shift to a parola and a sayer chatas, but it's basically, it's a Parham Dov Shel Tzibur, but just in this special subcategory.
Very good. So Reb Shimon, in fact, holds like you, but even Reb Shimon doesn't just base it on a Svara. We'll see in Mitchum in a moment what's his derivative, what's his makoyer in the Torah, that Sarah Avodah Zorah requires smicha, since obviously there's not a word of that in Parsha Shlach, so he needs a makoyer. And Reb Yehuda, on the other hand, says, because of your Svara, I have two solid grounds why I do not go al pi Svara and add on Sarah Avodah Zorah. Number one, because I have my two drushes. Drusha number one is par, v'loi seravoy dezara. Drasha number two, chai v'loi seravoy dezara. And on the other hand, besides that, I have my Ravina, that Ravina said, I have Halacha Mishnah, Shteis Michas Ratzibus. Therefore, even though logically up is for it, it's a great idea, I think we should institute it, but we have this Halacha that said, no, only two and not more. But now we taka need to know, where does Reb Shimon base his Halacha on, because there's nothing in the Pasuk. Reb Shimon said, Rabbi Yitzchokhovin, the Bais Micha Minolan, has he known Afkelon Midasanya from the following Braisa, from the following Pasuk. Now, where is this Pasuk? This is Pasuk back in Parshas Vayikra, and it's talking about the Seir Nasi, Asher Nasi Yechto. Now, what does the Nasi do if he was over on an Isser that requires a Chatas? A commoner brings a Kizbo Seir. But what does the Nasi bring? He brings a Seir. And what does he do with that Seir? If you look at number one, the samach yodai al roish asor, he does a smich on the roish asor. V'shochar oitzay shem b'mkoy mashi yishchadis oilu levnei Hashem chatesu. The question is, why does he need to say a roish asor? That whole parish is talking about that he has to bring a sor. It could have said the samach yodai al roish asor. The extra sor comes to include another sor elsewhere where we have it in the Torah. So then we have a pasuk legabe smicha avodah zarah. No, Rabbi Yisai. This smicha is a smichas yachid. We're not talking about smichas sibur. It's the yachid who happens to be the nosiv klai. So the melech, he did a naveira, he has to go and bring his korban sorry. That has nothing to do with our Gemara. It's only that sorry. But since the word sorir is iberic, it's superfluous, so it comes to include another sorry. So what is Rabbi Yehuda going to do? Says Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi, Sir Nachshon l'smicha. Sir Nachshon means that the 12 days from the beginning of the Komis and Mishkan, as you know, every single day we lane the Nesiim, we have that in Parshas Nosei, the 12 Nesiim. We call Sir Nachshon because Nachshon ben Nadav was the first one of the 12 Nesiim, and he brought a carbon soir. That soir he requires smicha. Does it say it anywhere in Parshas Nosei? No. But I learned from the word soir here by the soir of the Nasi. And we're not adding that to the list in our Mishnah, because that is, again, both the Seir Nachshon, as well as the Seir Nasi, are both Yechidim, they're not Tzibur, so really nothing to do with our Gemara, but he says that's what the Seir comes to add. Reb Shimon Oimer, L'Rabbi Seir Avoy Yitzchichom L'smicha, ah, now I found the Mokar of Reb Shimon. I looked high and low in Parsha Shlach, it doesn't say a word about it. And even though logic would dictate, like Barry said before, that just like Bamparam Lev Shetzibu, we should have a smicha, but Seir Avoy Yitzchichom, this should be a smicha, Absishtet Nisht. Says Reb Shimon, oh, I found a hook to hang on, and that is the Sor Nasi, the extra word Sor, comes to tell you Seir Avoy Yitzchichom L'smicha. So here Reb Shimon Oimer, Kol Chata Shenich Nistomu Lefnem, Tuuna Smicha. Reb Shimon says, any chatas where the dam went in lefnim, meaning the seirei avodas chachovim, you have to go and do a zrikas adam in front of the kapoides and on the mizbeach bifnim, that requires smicha. What do Reb Shimon need to come on to that? All Reb Shimon needs to say is, since I have an extra word, seirei avodas chachovim nut smicha. Just like Reb Yehuda said I have an extra word soyer, that tells you Seir Nachshon. So I have an extra word soyer, says Reb Shimon, that's Seir Avodah Zarah. What do you have to give up to justification? Because Dama Lefnim, da da dam. So Lomali, Evidimor, Lememra, Lomali, Lememra, Evidimor, Shahoya, Simna, Ba'alma, or let Lememra show you, Simna, Ba'alma. He's just telling us a simon. In other words, to be able to remember why, in fact, is the soyer so special, the Seir Avodah Zarah, that we're now including it with the Sor Nasi. The reason is because since by the Seirei Avodah Zarah, part of the Avodah is that you have to do a spritzing of blood inside the Heichel. Oh, so that's what the Torah comes to be marbe in the Seir Nasi. Frankly, Mara, Ve'im Sor Nasi Bifnim, why don't we go and say that the Sor that we're talking about is that we are being marbe for smicha, that we're talking about the Sor Nasi Bifnim, the Sor Lashem that's brought on Yom Kippur. There is no smicha. Really? Yeah, that's why we haven't mentioned the Sor Nasi Bifnim for smicha. We mentioned it for Tumas Mikshashim purposes, but we didn't mention it for smicha. You do the smicha on the Sor Lazazel, Sor Mishtaleach, but not the Sor Nasi Bifnim. So why don't we learn that that's what the Sor is that's included in the parish of the Seir Nasi in Parshas V'yikra? So Himar, I'll tell you why. Tzirnasi the mechaper ala veirois mitzvah yedua. Just like by Tzirnasi, that's no question. We know clearly what the problem was, that the person, for instance, the nasi, ate chaylev instead of eating shuman. So that's a clear mitzvah yedua. It's not one of these tuma mitzvah v'kadoshim, which is with a helam. And more than that, because the Surah Anas with them points out actually, like we said before, there was a Yediyah B'tchila, but there was no Yediyah B'sof. So that type of korban, it's not mitzvah yedua. It's cloudy. So therefore, since Surah Nasi, I know for sure that that person was over on the din of Lemush L'chaylev. And here we're talking about the Soir L'Avodah Zarah. We know for sure that the Bezen erred and Klal Yisrael followed suit on the Aveira of Avodah Zarah. So I'd rather go and take and include a Aveira Mitzvah Yedua rather than this type of Mitzvah Shkadosha, which is more clouded in B'li Yedim. Frank Yomar Levin and the Yomar Gemini Shtei Smicha
Tzimah. I don't even know if anybody ever did that. I mean, probably.
We hope. I don't know that there's any record of that anywhere. That either the Parhelm of Shotziba was brought or the Sarah Avodah Zarah. Hopefully it didn't. I mean, we just think about the possibilities. It sounds like such almost impossibility.
So remote.
So remote. But if it were to occur, this is what you got to do. According to Ravina, what do I need all these psukim to add and to subtract? You're saying that according to Reb Shimon, we're adding the soyer to tell the sefer is kachab. I don't need that. Didn't we say the two smichas betzibur? Itzach hilchasav itzach cry. No, I need both the hilchasav aloch lamaych v'sinai, and I also need the pasik. Why? Dimekrof would only be a pasik av a minas zivcheshal mitzibur. Then I would have thought we should add another one.
Wow.
The Zivchei Shal Mitzibur. Where the Zivchei Shal Mitzibur? Those aren't Shavuos, which are the together with the Shtei Alechem to be Matri Chodesh B'Mikdash. Now, why would you say over there that there should be a Smicha? Ki Kasha Masisin. Because in the Kasha that we asked, the Hach Pirka of the Perik, the Chol HaMenochis Bo'is, that was an earlier Perik that we had, and on Daf Samach Aleph, Samach Beis, over there the Gemara discussed. What does it say there in the Mishnah? Om Reb Shimon Shloishim Minim Teunin Shloish Mitzvahs. There are three Minim that require three Mitzvahs, but each one of them requires two out of the three. What were the three Minim? You remember from the Mishnah. If you want to look it up, I'm happy to do that, but that puts those that are using art scroll at a slight disadvantage. Exactly. However, the good news is it's very short. We don't have to spend a lot of time on it. If you go with Samach Aleph Omid Aleph, Samach Aleph Omid Aleph, you see there's a fairly lengthy Mishnah on Samach Aleph Omid Aleph. Look at the last 10 lines or so. Reb Shimon Omer, Gimel Minim Teunim Gimel Mitzvahs. There are three karbonois that... three together have three mitzvahs. Shtayim b'chalachos yachs, but each one of them only has two. Ushlishis ein behen. Which ones are these? Zivchei shal miyachid, that's your daily shlomim. Zivchei shal mitziba, that's the once a year shlomim that you bring on Shavuos. And asham mitzoyer. So what are the three mitzvahs? The three mitzvahs are smicha, tenufas chayim, and tenufas shchutim. So what did the Mishnah say? Zivchei shal miyachid tuna smicha chay. Yeah, we have to have smicha chay. And utnufa. Utnufa shchutin. You have to have the smicha by the zivchei shal miyachid, like shlom, you have to have smicha. And you have to have tunufa shchutin, that means the chaz of ishoi. The ain man tunufa chay, but there's no tunufa chay. Zivchei shal mitzibar tunim tunufa chay. That's the fashion of the 30, you take the two kvasim together with the two lechem, and then you have to go into the two tunufa chay. And you have to do shchutim chaz of ishoi. The ain man smicha, and there is no din of smicha. Okay, Hashem Mitzrayim, we can leave. The Gemara now on Daf Samach Beis Amid Bey asks, why don't we say by Zivchei shal mitzibar that it should require smicha based on a kal v'chaymer? What's a kal v'chaymer? Madoch, the shal meyochid we just finished saying.
Ton smicha.
And it does not have tenufa chayim, right? Regular, your normal shlomim, there's no tenufa chayim. You don't do tenufa metatron, huh? It's only you have the tenufa.
That's
tenufa
shchutim. That's the pasuk.
Exactly, that's tenufa shchutim, but there's no tenufa chayim. But the shal meyochid do have smicha. Zivchei shal metziba that do have tenufa chayim, they should have to have smicha. That's what the Gemara asks. Based on this Kal V'chomer, we should add another one. We should have to start the Mishnah all over again. That there are three Karbanis Tzibah that require smicha. Not only the Bar Gamzav Shal Tzibah, and not only the Sarah Mishnah Leach, or the Sira Avodah Zarah, but also, based on this Kal V'chomer. Oh, so that's the reason why we need both the Psukim and the Halach L'Moshvi Sinah. Getting back to you. The fourth line. The mikra, if it only be psukim alone, have a mina zifchei shal mitzibur, should also require smicha ki kasha masisan, just like we asked on the Mishnah Da'ach Pirka back in Daf Samach Aleph, the Cholam Menachis Bois. That's the name of the parak. Cholam Menachis Bois, right? Cholam Menachis Bois matzah chutz from and. The chomet shebetoida. So that was the name of the parak. So what did we ask over there? Amrim shemin shloish minim tunim shlodesh mitzvois. And we said that the shal mitzibur. What two? They have two out of the three. What did they have? Those two that they have both the tenufa mechaim and shchutim, but they don't have smicha. So they want to ask the kavuchaimer. Vihuziv chesham mitzibur tunim smicha mikavuchaim mashal miyachid sheinim tenuf and tunim tenufa chayim tenufa smicha chayim. So then the shal mitzibur that do require tenufa. They should also require smicha chaim. The word chaim is left off, he means ikar smicha. So that's why it's true, that's why you have to have the psukim. And itzrich hilchus, that's why itzrich hilchus. The halacha says there are only two and not three. Leave out the zivchei shalmei tzir, because halacha Moshe Sinai said no. Only two and not three. The Amilchas of it only have a Lachem Yisina, Lo Yedin and Hain Inu. I don't know which are the two. After all, we have a big Machlokes, which are the two. Everybody agrees upon the Jumsu Tzibur. But what's number two? Is it the Sarah Mishtalech or is it the
Sarah
Voida Zara? That's Kamashulan, Dominicir Nasi, the Machapala Beiris Mitzvah Yidu. So that's why we have to have both Psukim and the Halachem Yisina, Amachaya, and with this we've concluded this very fine, beautiful discussion. Now, the next discussion is very, very simple. It takes, should only take 2 minutes. It says in the Mishnah, Kol HaKabonis HaYachid Tunet Smicha, Chutz MiBechor UMaser UPesach. There is no Smicha. How do I know there's no Smicha? Ton Rabbanon. Because it says three times in the Torah the word Karbonoi. Now, where does it say Karbonoi three times? Samach Yodei Rosh Karbonoi. If you want to take a look at Vayikra Gimel, Vayikra Gimel, I believe this is referring to Karban Shlomim, if I'm not mistaken. Vayikra Gimel Beis. Which page is this on? Huh?
Hopefully we'll find it. Page
290. Shkoyach Gimel Beis. 290. Good. Fine. So now we look at three psukim in a row. It's Pasuk Zayin on page 290. On 290 we have three psukim in a row. Right, you have that? Im Kesev?
Yeah.
Now, these three psukim all use the term karbonoi, when it could have simply said the word karbon. And therefore, the Gemara is going to learn out from that all three drushes. Number one, Im Kesev v'makav is karbonoi, v'ikrav oisol lefnei Hashem. V'samach es yodah roish karbonoi, v'shachar oisoi. Where's the third carbonite? Shabbos up. We're missing the third carbonite. So we go back to Pasuk Vav. That was the first carbonite. Pasuk Zayin and Kesu Makav is carbonite. That's the second time. And the third Pasuk is the Samachiraj carbonite. Each time it says carbonite, carbonite, carbonite. It would have been enough to go and say, Vinamatsoin carbon lezevach shlam. What do I have to carbonoi dafket? So tomorrow, each one of them comes to tell you, one comes to tell you mechar, one tells you maser, and one pesach legabi hilchoi smicha. Tanabai, carbonoi v'loi ha-bechar. Shiyochel, I would have thought, validinu. A malach shlamim she'en kedushasa mirachem. Shlam doesn't have any special kedusha mirachem. I have to go and be makdish, a plain, ordinary behemoth, and say, you're a shlamim. Doesn't kedusha mirachem. So in a smicha, bechar shkedusha mirachem. It's born with kedusha, infused with kedusha. Anything should turn smicha. Tam v'loy mekarbanoi v'loy abachar. Second karbanai, karbanoi v'loy maser, meaning maser behind. Shioch v'alidin hu mashlam she mekachim lefnei lachrei. If I go and make, I have three animals standing here, and I point to the middle animal and say, you're a shlam. Does that affect the one to the right and to the left? Of course, not at all. But tunet smicha, but it's tunet smicha. Ma'aser shemekadosh v'fonav v'l'achra. If the person erred and he said 10, 10, 10 instead of 9, 10, 11, we spoke about that a little bit yesterday, right? That the third one becomes a shlomim and it even requires Nisachim, right. And therefore this is the only time you find the Torah said the Gemara that the Av, that the Ben is greater than the Av, right? The derivative is greater than the anyway. So Mekadosh in front of Lach, in addition to Tzmicha, Tamalayim a Karbanai number two. V'leimas a Karbanai. Now V'leim Pasach, Shiyoch Validinu, U'mashlam Jinam Amud V'havei. You don't have to bring Karm Shlom, and Erlich Yid can live his whole life without bringing a Shlom and Linadov. Of course, you have to bring Shalmich Hagiga, right. But you don't have to bring any Shlom and Linadov. So it's not Amoid Vavei, there's no requirement to bring. But to Nesmicha, Pasach Amoid Vavei, everybody in Klai Yisrael has to bring a Karm Pesach, otherwise, of course. And it didn't return. Smicha, Damaloyma Karbanai, Velay Pesach. Three Karbanais, that's how I know to exclude Chor Masr Pesach. Pray tomorrow. You know why it requires smicha? Because shlom is very special. It requires nesachim, and it requires nuvus chaz v'shoik, which you don't have by b'chor, maser, and pesach. So therefore, maybe only shlom has a din of smicha, not the b'chor, maser, and pesach. Everything more, you're right. Kroyas machta ba'alma. These are not real drushes. There's only a smachta. So how do I know that these three are excluded? The Gemara doesn't say. But apparently it's because it doesn't say it in the Torah. If the Torah would require by Bechor, Masr, Pesach, Smicha, it would say it. Because by the other Kabbalists, it does say it. So why doesn't it say V'samach? Apparently because it's not required. So these three Kabbalists are not the real drushes. Because if we'd be learning it based on the learning from Shlomim, then we have a big pircha, Ma'ale Shlomim, Shkein Tunis, Nisach, Mashach. Exactly. What do I need the three karbanis for? To tell you karbanoi v'loi karban chaveri. What happens if your chaver is required to bring a karban, but he couldn't make it that day because he has the sniffles, or he has a closing, a kenish. So he sent a shliach. Shliach doesn't perform smicha. You're the baal and perform a smicha, not a shliach. Karbanoi v'loi karbanoi v'chav. If a goy is bringing a karban, he can bring a karban, whether he can bring only an oil or other karbanis, we have that like it. Yeah. But to require smicha, no smicha be karma. That's karbanoi agidisha, not mutakoi. Karbanoi, the rabbi is called bali karban le smicha. What happens if you have five individuals that are bringing the karban together? They can. They should all go and put their hands simultaneously on the karban, on the roish, to go and perform smicha. So that's what the karbanoi comes to tell you. The rabbis called bali karban le smicha, ulden le smicha. With this, we conclude. Rabbi, say, have a wonderful day. Thank you all for helping out.